welcome to the Wealth Enterprise Briefing.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael Zerner, one of the managing partners at We Family Offices. And I'm joined again today by Sam Sudami, our head of global macro. We're going to continue the conversation that we had last time about India. Last time we talked about India versus China, the Indian economic miracle, how that has played out, how it's very different than China, how China is struggling. But this time I'd like to really go a little bit deeper on India, Sam, and talk about the specifics of how an investor might choose to invest to take advantage of the growth in India. But let's start, Sam, with I think one of the biggest sort of questions about India, and is India investable, has everything to do with the great growth they've already achieved, which is that valuations seem to be relatively high when you look at India versus other emerging and developed markets. So let's start there and give us your perspective on, is India too expensive to invest in now?
So India is an expensive market. People have seen the US right now to be quite expensive, but India is even more expensive than that. The Indian story is getting out in the market. As a result, money has started moving into India. It has lifted the value of stocks. However, India has always been an expensive market. India has been an expensive market for more than 20 years. But the result, despite the high valuation of the past 20 years, Indian stock market has been one of the world's best over the past 20 years. It rivals the US in terms of actual return to the investor. Whereas emerging market index has been basically flat for more than 10 years, the Indian stock market has been up significantly over that period of time while being expensive throughout. So Indian investors have been able to make money despite of the high valuation. The question is why? The reason is Indian companies generate very high earnings growth. And that is the primary driver of stock market returns, or what we think should be the driver of stock market returns, are earnings. And Indian stocks have grown in their earnings very attractively, on par with the United States, in our opinion.
Okay. And so if one accepts the fact that one is going in at a relatively high valuation, what does one have to believe that those relatively high valuations will not only be maintained, but will go relatively higher?
So when we look at the market, it's not as if every stock is extremely expensive. There are particularly extremely well-known IT companies which have outstanding business models but are incredibly expensive. But that's not just the Indian market. The Indian market has 50% more listed stocks than the United States. The Indian IPO market is very strong. It's one of the healthiest in the world, which means new stocks are coming into the market. So for active fund managers, India still has a wide number of opportunities, despite the overall index being very expensive. Particularly when we look forward, India is in the midst of a significant structural growth. And what we find very attractive is the new India. In the first generation of attractive Indian stocks were technology, because India has a very strong domestic technology industry. But going forward, the new India is much more than that. It's about industrials. It's about financials. It's about consumer. By tapping into the positive demographics and the increasing income of the younger population, there is a strong consumption wave that is needed to be happening. Particularly as India becomes wealthier, its consumption power will increase. Another area that is very attractive are industrials, in our opinion. So part of Prime Minister Modi's reform package has been to improve India's infrastructure, more investment in power generation, in roads, in bridges, in improving the distribution system, which makes India quite attractive now for a place of production. India's taxes are relatively low compared to the rest of the world. India has a young labor force. India has a very large number of engineers. So India is a very attractive place to manufacture, and that feeds into the global landscape. As global companies seek to diversify their production, they want to move part of their supply chains out of China. And India is therefore a very attractive destination for foreign direct investment, which is now starting to increase rather rapidly.
So what I hear, Sam, is a whole breadth, right, of opportunities, right? Why wouldn't one just invest in an index fund that tracks Indian stocks?
Because those market cap stocks would be weighted towards those very successful companies, which are extremely expensive. Because of that long growth runway, a manager can find opportunities that are much less known to the market to really capture security selection alpha.
And wouldn't appear in a meaningful way in a market cap weighted index.
That's right. And the valuations would be much more attractive. The forward returns versus risk are very attractive in these other names.
And Sam, we've been talking about the public equity markets. Do you see opportunity in the private equity markets as well?
So India's developing new companies constantly. It has a very strong entrepreneurial culture. As a result, there are significant opportunities for private equity and venture capital as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sam. I think we'll leave it at that. I appreciate all of your time and insight and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you, Michael.